And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It's Sunday, January 24th, big football day, so get excited. I can't believe how into football I am this season. This must be a COVID-related issue. It's the big television. If you've got a financial question, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is askjill@jillonmoney.com. askjill@jillonmoney.com. Don't forget to tell us if you would like to join us on the program. That is so easy, and it makes it a better experience. It really does for both of us and for the listeners. Do it for the audience. We're all on the same team here. Anyway, email us your question. It's askjill@jillonmoney.com. Or if you're on our website at jillonmoney.com, you can click the contact button. Let us know if you would like to join us on the air. Mark will do the rest. Okay, that's what Mike did. He is on the line from Tennessee. Hey, Mike, how can we help you out today?
Yes, I have a retirement question. I'm currently 49 years old. My wife is as well. We don't have any children. And I was on track to try to early retire, and I was trying to do so fairly comfortably. But recently I went and had what's called a coronary calcium score, which basically is a rough indicator of how much plaque you have in your coronary arteries. I did this because my dad died of a heart attack when he was 59 years old.
Right.
So that's why I've been on track to try to early retire, because I didn't want to, you know, go down that path. So the calcium score did not come back very good for my age group, bottom 8th percentile as far as predictability of coronary calcium. So that's not good. That puts me in a high-risk group. So considering maybe making some lifestyle changes earlier than I was going to in the ways of retirement, I did make the lifestyle changes in the way of diet and exercise and all that. Recently, so I just want to give you my current situation and see what your thoughts are on, you know, retiring, you know, within the next year as opposed to the next 3 to 4 years.
Okay.
Original plan.
So let me just ask you a question. So you're 49 now. You are asymptomatic, except for this bad report. You are feeling well today, correct?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
Good.
My blood pressure's always been normal. I've always exercised my whole life. I do eat too much, so I'm a little bit overweight, so I'm working on that. No smoking, any of that, no, and totally asymptomatic.
Okay, so, good. Well, that's the most important thing. So let's figure out how we can get you retired at by age 50, for goodness sakes. So tell me more about yourself. How much money have you and your wife saved?
Currently, we have $1.9 million.
Fantastic. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. And so that's where we're at there. $600,000 is in tax deferred accounts, and the $1.3 million is in taxable accounts.
Okay.
And I own a couple homes, one here in Tennessee. We also own one in Florida. We have no debt, so we don't owe any money on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a commercial piece of property that I get a triple net lease on for at least the next 5 to 10 years. It's open-ended, depending on when the, you know, current tenants decide not to lease it anymore. So mm-hmm. I get $5,000 a month for that.
And that's the
one big variable, which I don't know about. We have worked out a retirement budget, including taxes, of about $120,000 a year. We thought we could retire comfortably, very comfortably. And so the thought was to sell the house here in Tennessee, move to Florida, our Florida home, mm-hmm. take the value of the house in Tennessee and put it into our portfolio.
How much would that be?
Roughly $700,000, probably a $600,000 net of fees and taxes for selling the home. So
okay.
Another $600,000.
That's great. That's great. And the when you said your retirement need of $120,000 a year, does that presume you owned both houses or that you were just living in Florida?
Just living in Florida.
Okay, got it. Okay. So now we're talking, instead of 1.9, you're talking about $2.5 million that looks like is sort of your nest egg, correct?
That is correct.
Other than the commercial property, is there any other income that you can count on in your retirement?
No, other than the commercial property, I do have a profession that I could work part-time if I choose to, and mm-hmm. I may choose to after I've had a year of downtime or something like that.
Right.
So I do have that option. That I can work pretty much at will and any place I want to. So that's a bonus. But other than Social Security, there won't be any sort of other income.
I mean, of course, we've got to think about this in terms of, for sort of pre-Social Security and post-Social Security. So it's strange to talk to someone at age 50. I applaud that you're doing all this planning. But, because you're so healthy as we speak and I'm hearing you tell your story, it's strange to think about retirement. I'm going to guess, and I don't know this at all, but I'm going to guess that once you get to Florida, you'll do something. But I'm not going to presume that you will. I'm just saying I'm going to guess you will, because it's hard to, at 50, just be like, I'm done. You'll end up doing something, I guess. What do you do now that helped you save all this money?
Basically, as a business owner, mm-hmm. and I sold the business about a year and a half ago. I still work there. I still sold it to a corporate buyer, so I still am employed by them, and mm-hmm. I still work in the business. So I sold the business, but prior to that, we had, the deferred retirement accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And poured a lot back into the business with this being the end goal. So
right.
That's what I did. So,
it's interesting. So it's funny, you have a flip-flop situation that serves you incredibly well. And what I mean by that is that most people who you'll hear me talk to will have much more money set aside in retirement accounts than non-retirement accounts. You're flipped. You're the other way. You're going to end up having $1.9 million in taxable accounts and then the $600,000 in retirement accounts. And that is what is the important secret sauce of making this work. And I think you are going to be able to make it work, because what's going to happen is, out of that $1.9 million, you're going to use that money to essentially offset the money that you need in retirement, right? So you'll have, say, $60,000 from your commercial property, and then you're going to need, like you said, another $60,000 or so, right, from your taxable account, which you can pull. The one thing that's going to make or break this plan is your ability to really stick to that $120,000 a year. Because if in 1 year you're like, well, I'm still healthy and I just want to go around the world and spend $200,000 this year instead of $120,000, that could really screw you over. I think based on the numbers, if I do a quick back of the envelope calculation, I think you're going to be okay. It works better if you certainly make some money. You're right on the edge here just because of the fact that you're so young. And so while, if you said to me, I know exactly the date I'm going to die, now do the planning, that's easy for me. But I'm hopeful that you're going to live decades into the future. And so we cannot presume that you can blow through all of your money. And also you've got a wife who I think it sounds like doesn't necessarily have the same health issues and is also young. So we have to make sure this $2.5 million lasts. And the way you do that is to really keep a tight grip on the retirement need, the expenses side of it. And if possible, a little bit, even if it were like a couple grand a month or $1,000 a month, anything that you can earn that would help you reduce the amount of money you pull from that taxable account is going to help you long term. But I think it sounds like you're actually pretty much on target here. I guess the only unknown is the commercial property part of it. But, you know, if it's creating a cash flow of $5,000 a month, chances are it's worth something, too. How much do you think that your share of this commercial property is worth?
The rent is much more than the value of the property, and probably in the neighborhood of $250,000 to $300,000.
Okay.
And certainly we could sell that at the end of the lease, or we will be selling that at the end of the lease.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, again, I think the game plan sounds pretty good. You cannot take too much money out early on. That's going to be your critical issue. You're going to have to be very careful about not blowing through that taxable account too quickly. But otherwise, I think it sounds like a very good plan. And, you know, like I said, if you and your wife make a few shekels on the side, that's good news, because it's money you don't have to pull from the portfolio. How does it sound to you? You feeling okay about it?
Yeah, I feel okay. It's just a little tentative because I do like to have a little bit of a cushion there, which is why I was planning on working 53 to 54. But if I do that for another couple of years, because it was a high-stress job, if I do that a couple of years, then may not have to worry about the retirement account.
It's a very funny thing. You can really reduce your retirement stress simply by dying. But that doesn't sound like a good outcome, does it?
No, it doesn't.
So. To me either. Look, I think if you can... even if you did something completely different, you know, if you pull back and you don't have to have something stressful, I wouldn't shut the door on working. I understand your whole point being, which is if it's going to be stressful, you might as well stay where you are. And we really don't want that stress for you.
Right. Correct.
Mark points out that this was a rare instance where I actually agreed with somebody who wanted to retire early. Okay. So I'm not just giving universal advice that's the same for everyone. It really does depend on you. And if you would like customized advice that is hopefully easy to follow and straightforward, send us an email. AskJill@JillOnMoney.com. AskJill@JillOnMoney.com. Now, you might be talking to some friends. You might be out and about. It's the Sunday weekend. I know it's cold in parts of the country, but you might be doing stuff. And I really just want to remind everyone to be careful. It's so scary out there. Wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and please try to lift someone up today. It will make them feel better. It will make you feel better. And isn't that great? Lots of good feelings out there. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Go Bills.